Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Today, the 18th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community encouraged. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Pat's at the helm.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And Nathan's in there.
Yeah, I don't have him on a headset
I know,
yet.
But Nathan's in there learning the production work.
We always love the
work. Believe that we have like four producers working on five, and we still need more now and then.
This is how it works.
Yes, there it is. Anyway, good morning. And Linda, what's
do we have a special day of the week, Pat?
You know what? You guys, you got the B team here. Let me do that on the next segment.
All right. Okay. Sounds great. Yeah. Not the B team. Here we go. Hey, get ready. Just get ready for just a whopping hot week. Today's going to be 105 overnight clear skies with a low of 72. Tuesday calls for hot. Another hot day with a high of 104 and overnight lows of 71. Wednesday, 104. Wednesday night clear with lows of 70. Thursday, 103, and Friday, 101. Saturday calls for 101, and Sunday, 101. So we are in those triple digits, locked in. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, with the Kinney family doing senior and veteran discounts. Always on your side, 365-3793.
Okay. It wasn't as hot. You know it's hot when you have the horse out, and the horse is kind of like moving around just a little bit to get its head in the shade of your body. So,
can we do a shout out? Excuse me.
We could do a shout out too.
A shout out to Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic. I mean, we trailered just to share with you our weekend activities. Of course, we went to the game Friday night. I forgot that we had double booked, but anyway, go quickly with the fact that we trailered the horse for the very first time in our we bought an older trailer, so it was like, you know, we were just, I don't know about you, but the fear aspect of just like trailering this horse. And we got our horse down to Cottonwood, and they did the shots and they looked at the teeth, and they have a great team out there of a bunch of, like, feels like a lot of young vets that are,
they have interns there that are that are working with the vets. They're going through vet school.
Yeah.
And then they have their
doctors. They have lots of doctors.
Yeah, and they have their like their assistants there to help. But yeah, if it hadn't been for the meds, it might have been a long trip, I tell you. Yeah, for Linda, not the horse. The horse hops in. The horse hops in, and then when I stop once just to check on her, because she's a slant trailer horse. She'll jump into anything, like a slant trailer or a stock trailer, but a straight ahead, even though it's a thoroughbred, a larger straight ahead pull or straight ahead trailer, and she has to be, you know, she has to look at it. And
yeah, but she did it.
She jumps into it.
She did it. We made
it. Oh, by the way, thanks, John and Michelle.
Yeah, John and Michelle
helping us
do the whole drill the night before. Yeah. So
it's hard to pick up the back end of a horse and push them into a trailer.
It felt, but we figured it out.
We didn't have to.
And it felt successful, but it was really good to know that I felt that she was tucked in and taken really good care of. Then Friday night, we went over to the Colt 45 baseball game, and I was blessed to be able to sing the national anthem that night. And then from there, we went over to the Turtle Bay, friends and family, whatever they call that.
It's called their after hours.
Yeah, and they're doing that once a month.
And they sell tickets for
so
that.
So we saw the King Tut exhibit, and that was wonderful to walk through, and we encourage anybody.
If you haven't seen the King Tut exhibit, you need to go see this.
And then the next day we watched a documentary about it, because it just is so fascinating. It's very difficult to take it all, and we're going to go back and see the dinosaur exhibit and all that stuff. But anyway, so we have all these great things right here in Reading, even in the heat. And we walked across the bridge, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And you see all these different cultures that are in Reading that are up here going through. But it was a fascinating and very nice night. So we always recommend people to and why we were driving around and down there by the Turn Creek Bottom area as well as Deschutes Road. We always think of you, Ted, because we're thinking about water and wells and what's happening. And so we're so happy that you came by today to maybe share with us your view on things.
Ted Ogilvie from Diamond Core Drilling and has been in the business for, 1980.
Our guest this morning is Ted Ogilvie from
Are
Diamond.
Are we turned on now? Okay.
Ted. We've been in business in California since 1980.
Now, your daddy started that.
Really?
Yes, he did.
He did. And now he's in Wyoming?
Montana.
Montana, that's right.
He says watch elk every day.
He does what?
Watches elk every day.
Oh, man.
Watches elk every day. I know. You know, Ted.
So did your father start the business here?
Yes.
Okay.
And Ted, I met Ted 10 years ago.
I think it's 13 years ago.
Is it that long now?
It is.
And it was when Ted Leidy in Northern Firearms Instruction, we had advanced pistol classes. And Ted showed up, and he was the top shooter. And Ted asked him that day if he wanted to be an instructor with us. And he said yes, and you've been there.
Ever
long
since.
Time.
Yeah, you are a great instructor.
Yeah, and Carolyn, your bride is such a nice person.
Yeah,
you know, and I understand that she must be an angel.
Good team.
She's been with you for a long time. hey, the reason we have Ted on is because this guy drills wells. And he has been noticing some things. And as you know, we've been talking a lot about water. And we're going to have Pat jump into here at some point, talking about some things he's seen. But Ted explained it, I thought, very well. But do we have a water problem?
We got a terrible water problem right now, Carl. Churn Creek Bottom, because the shallow aquifer is fed by the ACID canal. And everybody knows there's no water in it this year. So a lot of the wells along that area may only be 30 to 60 feet deep, and they're being impacted. One of the things I wanted everybody to know is what to look for if your well's getting ready to start going dry. You'll look for turbidity, which is cloudy water, dirty water. You might have air when you turn the faucet on, or in the shower it spits a little bit of air at you. That's telling you that your pump is starting to suck a little bit of air. I want everybody to kind of watch these things and see what's happening. One of the things they need to do is start planning ahead, because if that ACID water does not come back this year or potentially next year, what are they going to do? Just because we get rainfall this year does not mean that those wells are going to instantly come back. So what I recommend...
And the reason for that is that it takes a while for water to reach the aquifers.
Yeah.
And it could be is that it won't be enough anyway. If we're still in a drought next year.
We just don't know. It's just like anything in life. You got to prepare and plan ahead.
Can people, if the turbidity in the water is caused by silt and things
silt,
like that in the well, in the clay and
right.
Silica and all this, is that harmful to people?
Typically not. If you have that issue and you still have water, you can run just filtration and that takes care of the problem.
Yeah, but now you have to put filters
right.
on if you didn't have them before. Now, this is Churn Creek Bottom. This is just a stone's throw down the road here.
Right between Reading and Anderson.
Yeah, and I was looking into the Asset Canal yesterday. I mean, I've never seen it dry like this. I mean, and nor has anybody really that's still alive. But now it's going to start having, it's not just agriculture and ranches, but now it's going to be on people's water in their wells. And is this happening already?
Yeah, we got inundated with calls just in the last couple of weeks with people's wells going dry. So we're trying to process them, get estimates out as quickly as we can, but we're backlogged tremendously.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're going to take a break, but let's get back to what you're saying you want people to look for and what they can do to prepare for the future. I know people are listening and hang on there because we have these messages, but first we want to love our sponsors, and one of them would be, of course, we always talk about our Sleep Number because we have a Sleep Number and we have upgraded our Sleep Number to our dual top, and we set our settings every night. Last night my setting was a 35 because I've been working around the house and it just feels really good to be at 35.
You know, some of the things that you can do to keep your room cool, because it's tough when it's 106, 108 all day, is to do you have a fan? Either a ceiling fan or just a floor fan. And if you have a floor fan, put some ice in front of it. It literally helps to cool down the room. Take a short shower to help cool your body right before you go to bed. And don't heat your body up, but just kind of like cool it off and then lay there with a fan running across ice onto you. These are all the things that can help you sleep better. And my Sleep Number setting last night was 75. I found that a firmer bed enables me to sleep so much better. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save 40% on the new Sleep Number 360 CSE Smart Bed Queen. Now only $1,499 plus 0% interest for 36 months on all smart beds. That ends today only at the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Learn more at sleepnumber.com. Remember, this is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:16 in the morning, and it is, gosh, it's only 69 right now.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Nice.
Call it stormy weather, but choose a just for bed. They call it stormy weather.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum. Featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, Monday. Ugh. You know, you have to come back to work to rest up. I believe that. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Joint Commission for Advanced Primary Stroke Care. There are so many ways that Shasta Regional Medical Center is number one. Your health. Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Ted Ogilvie from Diamond Core Drilling. He drills wells, and his family has been in this business, in Diamond Core Drilling, since 1980. So he kind of knows the landscape around this area here. We talked about in the first segment in Churn Creek Bottom that there's some problems. They've got wells going dry. Most of those wells are 30 to 50 feet deep. Most of them have reached almost probably the limit on their, ability to pump water anyway. But he gave some hints about if you start seeing turbidity in the water, if you're starting to get air in your lines, that you may be running out of water. The reason is the acid canal is dry for the first time, and people in Churn Creek get their water, their aquifers recharged by the acid canal, and it's not there this year. Now, you've been going out there and you've been getting numerous phone calls from people out there because they are concerned or they're having problems.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of calls just because they started to see everybody else having problems, and then now we're getting the calls because they're out of water. And so I'd like people to get in touch with a water well contractor and get on their list. Every water well contractor in the state of California is extremely busy because we're in the middle of a drought. But get on their list, do the contracts, do the permits. Shasta County is going to require a permit for a new well. It costs about $506. It's good for 2 years. That would be prudent to go ahead and get that out of the way. We don't know what's going to be coming down the pike with groundwater laws in the future.
Now, it's you know, when you say you want to drill a well, I mean, you know, most you see people, you know, in the old days, just dug a hole in the ground till they got water. We can't do that anymore for a variety of reasons. It's not that easy. They can't just maybe put it in. Why can't you put it in right next to the other one? Why can't you use my old one? Can you explain that?
A lot of times on these older wells, they have reached their useful lifespan. Casing, steel casing by nature, deteriorates over time. 25 to 35 years on a well is about the average lifetime. You can get a little bit longer, but don't count on it. Most of these wells, they were done in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they're pretty much done. Mm-hmm. So to go back into them, it would be dangerous that the casing that's on the outside right now would deteriorate during the drilling operation.
Can you just run another pipe between them? Is this what you're talking about? You know, right down the old one, but if it shatters, now you got a big problem.
Right, then you end up with surface water leaking into the system.
Okay.
So wow.
It's always best to destroy that well if it is not functional and move over 20 to 50 feet away from the existing well.
Which can be a problem.
Can be a problem. Depends on the size of the lot. Because you have to have clearances from your septic system, 100 feet from the leach field, 50 feet from the tank, and that includes your neighbors also. So lot size becomes an issue.
So for those people who, you know, is that's going to be affecting the real estate market too? Is what we're saying is that because we always have our eyes, we're always looking to see what's happening in the real estate market in Reading, just out of curiosity, and seeing that there's certain places like in Bella Vista going up on the market, and I'm thinking, well, what about the water? Isn't Bella Vista like in the red zone?
I do believe it is. I mean, there's issues all throughout that northern portion, so it's really hard to say it's going to be case by case.
But Bella Vista has, now they're going to be providing water to the new Bethel campus out there.
That's what I understand.
And then the board of supervisors are meeting this week, and I'll get the exact date, on this building of a subdivision of 166 homes out there. When we already are having water problems, and one of the things that they had said earlier, oh, it's only 55 gallons of water per day per person out there, which is patently untrue. I mean, or unless they redid that.
How
much water does, on average, does a family use?
Average household will use approximately 600 gallons per day. That's a little bit on the high side, but that includes the washing, the toilets, the showers,
cooking,
a little bit of light irrigation on the outside for landscaping. But 600 is not uncommon.
Do you think, Reading sits on a huge aquifer, but we're already being asked to start cutting back too. So if the average family, let's just cut it down to 400 gallons a day instead of six, just a family. And if you have that's a two person, if you have like a four person family in a large house.
Share a shower.
Five. Yeah. Well, we've already talked about that. Shower with a friend. The amount of water that's going to be pouring out and it's not being replaced everybody's talking about this now, and we're in trouble.
Well, we need to be good stewards of our water, period. We can't abuse that because once it's gone, it's gone.
Are you finding you're having to drill deeper?
Yeah, Churn Creek Bottom is a nice special place because it actually does have lower aquifers that can be reached.
Okay.
So it's not uncommon right now. Water wells in Churn Creek Bottom area will go 120 to 160 feet on average, and that gets you down into the second or third aquifer, which is pretty sustainable.
Okay, so you're taking it from 30 to 50 feet down to 100 and what?
120 to 160, just depending on where you're at there.
Okay, and then that should be okay.
That should be.
It should be.
That's one thing I cannot see as a future.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. We really appreciate you coming in today. And because our friends in Churn Creek Bottom, if you're starting, it may not have hit you yet, but it will. So maybe you ought to start thinking right now because there's a finite number of companies in this area that can drill you a well or put a new well in. And if you're in that, if you're starting to experience it or thinking you could, it's probably worth having Ted come out and look at your well. Can you look at a well? And
honestly, Carl, right now my time is so valuable. out drilling that I don't have time to do a lot of site visits.
But okay.
I do recommend that if they're having issues, they can contact a pump installer company and have them check the well out and see if it actually is going dry or if it's just a pump issue.
Do you recommend anybody?
I do not recommend other contractors.
Okay, got it. Got it. No, yeah. I got that. Okay, so thanks a lot for coming in, and thanks for giving me a call about this.
I really had no idea
that Churn Creek Bottom was, you know, because Churn Creek Bottom, you always, because it's relatively close to the river, you think there's not going to be a problem there. But indeed there is.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to go through some hard times. We're only halfway through summer right now.
Yeah, and if we don't get, and if we have another year like last year, it could be a problem, real problem next year.
Hopefully the allotment will be back up on ACID and it won't be a problem, but we just don't know.
Okay. All right. Ted Ogilvie.
Thanks, Ted.
How do people get a hold of you, Ted?
You can reach us at 530-275-8162. My wife is my secretary, and she's the only one that keeps me on track.
Shout out, Carolyn. Hey.
And we would wholeheartedly recommend Ted. And we know what kind of guy he is and the kind of work he does. But if you're out there in Churn Creek Bottom, you might want to start thinking about something like this. And if it's just starting, is like Ted says, get a drilling permit, get with somebody, because you're going to probably need to put that second well in. Okay. Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to be right back after these messages. Okay.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Inflatable pool, full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good that choice
was a,
there.
That was a good one. Yeah.
And who remembers a blow-up pool? I do.
Oh, we used to use them all the time in the Marine Corps. believe it or not, when we'd have in Quantico, Virginia, where it would be hot, but the humidity would be horrible. We had this one exercise for our candidates, officer candidates, going through officer candidate school. They had to do a 3-mile hill course where they hiked it with a pack, carrying a rifle and a cartridge belt and everything. And they only had so much time to get through it. Well, we had corpsmen out on the course and all this to make sure that nobody was overdoing it. And you do it early in the morning, but still it's hot and it's humid. And we'd have like 4 or 5 of these big, kiddie pools filled with water and ice. And they'd be putting ice in because as the candidates come in there, because they're striving to do the best they can, they're going to push themselves. So they hit the parade deck and you watch them wobbling.
Oh my God.
So corpsmen are racing to them and grabbing them and, taking their temperature and then dumping them, pulling their clothes off and dumping, well, maybe not their clothes, but dumping them into the pools to start cooling them down. Or even if they suspected it. You know, and then
you guys are animals.
Well,
just animal behavior.
Hey, this portion of the show, and not an animal, but a very nice person, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, Judy Maxwell. She's been helping people, families, seniors, business owners, veterans since 1993. Like I said, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She knows what she's doing. Her people are really, really good, too. We have our insurance with her. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. Judy Maxwell. This is Judy Maxwell. Okay, now, we were just talking about the dearth of water up here in the North State. But, Pat, you were down in Lodi and Modesto over the long weekend.
That's correct. We are delivered a Steinway piano to Modesto.
Ooh.
And on the return trip, we came, as we often do, don't want to take the major highways, to see there was no shortage of water. And I'm not joking. Folks, if you're listening to me down there, the fields were flooded. We saw one field where the sheep had to try to find high ground to stay out of the water. The aqueduct was completely full. There were sprinklers in the orchards. There is no shortage of water in the wine country of California.
Mm. Now, I will tell you that when Ted was here, when we mentioned that, he said it's because their water comes out of the Sierras?
San Joaquin, further down east. They did have a better snowpack.
He said
than
the
us.
Snowpack there was pretty good. So
however,
that's probably.
However, they also send water to the Delta, just like we do, to push that seawater out, and I don't see why they can't help to contribute
more
to that. Yeah.
Where we get cut off totally.
Correct.
They're flooding their fields.
Totally. It looks just like a water year down there.
You know, somebody, you know, a cynic might say follow the money.
Right.
And the votes. A lot more votes down there. than there are up here. But even, you know, we've heard down, when you get down past that, though, that into the Central Valleys down there, they're starting to have water problems. And, you know, we're on the verge up here of you're going to see cattle being sold off. You're going to see fields not being plowed. You're going to see right now the for one bale of alfalfa, $30.
Right. What about
$30
for the people that just want to grow a garden? I mean, is it it's more expensive to buy the water to grow your garden than it is to buy it off the shelf in the supermarket?
Yeah. Well, and then you talk about that, and they're making it tougher that way because even though the price of gas is dropping slightly, it's still double what it used to be. And if you don't have the water to grow the food, you got to import the food.
Yes.
With inflated gas prices, and there's no wonder that there's inflation because we have people that have just totally have never run a farm, who have never run a business. They're saying 63% of the people surrounding Joe Biden have never run a business in their life, never written a paycheck, never had to go without a paycheck because right. Because of a business, you know, knowing how to run a business and the things that impact. When you ask somebody, do you want more people to work for you? And I don't know if you asked Ted during the break.
I did, but you
during
know,
the break, he goes,
we won't
if
quote
I,
what he
says,
said.
Well, not exactly. I can say what he said, but not can't quote it, because there are FCC regs. But if he brings on more people, the amount of paperwork and all the things that fall on it, just makes it too hard, makes it too difficult to bring on more people to be able. So it's he and another guy are drilling wells as fast as they can. And these are, and he, you know what? Ted was talking about this 4 years ago, at least maybe, yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. He said, you know, I'm out now. I'm re-drilling wells. How come? Water tables dropped. The water tables dropped. You might check. I forgot to ask him about Palo Cedro. Has the water table? Because he said there's one side of Palo Cedro. If you drill too far, you hit salt water. Now, where does that come from? And you know, the old saying, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. I think you're going to see if this continues like this that water is going to be, it's just a matter of time before they put meters on your own personal well.
Yep, and also if the only place you can get free water right now is if you're a pot grower.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop
they,
it.
They steal the water. How do you think they grow the pot?
Oh,
they
okay.
Don't get
they
it
steal
legally.
The water. Right. Right.
Well, no, you would see them filling up
trucks.
That what they do is they'll put a hose in the river and right. Pump a 1,000 gallons into a truck, and then off they go, and the. It's a tremendous use of water is the marijuana plantations, plus the fact if they're not legal, which most of these, of course, are not, it's a terrible blight on the environment because of the types of pesticides and rodenticides and everything else they use out there. They dam up creeks. Well, we know somebody they dammed up out there out of French Gulch, an area out there, for his little marijuana grow. Which wasn't that little. Okay. There's a lot of things going on. The fire, the Peter fire. And one of the things results of that Peter fire is that I didn't realize we had a – did you know we had a tortoise sanctuary out there?
Oh, no.
We have a tortoise sanctuary in Anderson. Yes.
Yeah, outside Anderson, and here comes the fire. Well, people were gathering tortoises as fast as they could. You know, I can imagine this, loading like 12 tortoises into your Prius to get it out of there. But the fire still hit, and there was pictures of turtles that just had, you know, that were alive but were covered with ash and everything. Well, they put out the word they needed some help, and people from all over the state are pushing money at them, volunteers coming out. They actually said when this fire was going on, if you see any tortoises, loose tortoises out there, pick them up and return them.
Well, their website says tortoises live a long time and people's lives change when they can no longer take care of their turtle or tortoise. We are here to help. We are located in Northern California, and they've gotten tortoises from 35 states. with roughly 80 in the sanctuary and over 700 already adopted in 5 years. I think the number was higher than 70, according to the article this weekend. It's a much-needed rescue. So I think it's wonderful when people, you can see the pictures online, too, that unfortunately this was hit by the fire.
Well, you know, the good thing is that when people saw it, they just started coming in and helping. And there's, I think, on their Facebook page, you can donate money. They have, like I said, they can always probably use volunteers to help clean up the mess out there and then try and get them reconstructed. I mean, I don't even know what a tortoise sanctuary looks like. I picture each of them has a little apartment, little mini TV, watermelon in front of them. That kind of stuff. I mean, what kind of food? I mean, you know they eat lettuce and mm-hmm. all those kind of things because we used to feed our tortoises, our turtles, lettuce, and mm-hmm. they loved that. And, you know, we lost our turtles because turtles migrate. I know it's not a well-known fact, but have you ever seen a turtle migration, about 400 or 500 turtles migrating at one time? You ever seen that?
No.
I just made it up.
Oh, it's just like, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm thinking of, you know.
No, but they do move. I mean, they bury underneath the fence and off they go.
Your daughter has two in Albuquerque, and they do hibernate.
They do hibernate. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, did you really think they're...
They bury them.
You know what?
I thought you were talking. Listen, you've been a worldly guy. You've been around the world. Maybe there's a place you were where the turtles went down the beach.
I have seen turtles. Yes. Those are sea turtles, and I have seen them on the beach. Do you know how many sea turtles make it? You know, they thousands of eggs, and there's like 2% actually make it, you know, past the first 4 months. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Our jewelry store. Ours. We use it. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding is Four Winds Jewelry, and it's such a great place. They've got all types of jewelry. Great people there. They're open from 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. And if you go to the sanctuary website, you can see these are not small turtles we're talking about. We're talking about tortoises that are like, what, 100-something pounds?
And anyone looking to help the feed tortoises can bring fruits like strawberries and watermelons or vegetables like mustard greens to the adoption center at 3365 East Street in Anderson.
That's just right down the road.
That's
okay.
Right.
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition of Free Fire Radio, KTNR. You don't have to just slide in there like, you know. Good morning, everybody. 751, this is Linda Bott and Carl Bott. We are here this morning to help bring you some information and joy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite, where Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes, our kitchen, your bathrooms, anything that you could possibly think of with stone and granite and custom work. Give Mike a call at 241-STONE. All right.
Okay. So, Fauci, Dr. Fauci is going to retire after 5 decades at the end of Biden's term. Might be a good idea, if not sooner. By the way, he did admit that the COVID-19 vaccines do not protect overly well against the infection. I'm not sure, but hey, Pat, can you check check and see how many people have COVID or getting COVID now as opposed to last year? I've read that the numbers are about the same, the number of people acquiring it. It seems to me that we are hearing about a lot of people that have gotten COVID here in the last several months. I mean, people we know that have been vaccinated, and they're all getting COVID now. Many of them.
Looks like we had a spike between November and March, and then as we get into July, it's steadily increasing according to the national statistics, a 7-day average with 128,000 people getting COVID on the 7-day average right now.
128,000 a day? Or yes. Over 7 days?
No, at this time, on July 17th. There were that many people reported with COVID at that time.
Okay. And last year,
it was around 22,000 on the same day last year, 31,000.
So it's more.
That's correct. It's going up. It's a different variant, which we know every flu changes every season.
And that's right the thing, now. We know that. It's like the flu. So are we getting another, you know, here comes this year's shot. Okay, here's something I don't know if it offends you or not. I don't care.
here we go. Good Monday morning to you.
The top NCAA awards, you know, that's the Athletic Association, National Collegiate. And the University of Pennsylvania, and this is for the Woman of the Year for the NCAA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the University of Pennsylvania has nominated transgender athlete Leah Thomas for the NCAA Woman of the Year. And this has caused some consternation, including a woman that competed against her and finished second in the nationals, who said that, you know, I have worked my whole life to get this. And she was nominated. She's graduated summa cum laude. She has been doing a lot of things. But she finished second to Leah Thomas in the nationals. And she, you know, she is just a little upset about it. But it's the other people that are talking about, how do you nominate Leah Thomas for this? And this has really ticked off a lot of people. Many of the international sports associations have banned transgenders from playing in sports with biological females because of size, strength, and just in some cases the fear of somebody getting hurt out there. When you've got a rugby player that's 6'3" and goes 220 running and playing against biological women as opposed, you know, as a transgender, they're really concerned. So I just found this interesting that the University of Pennsylvania nominated Leah Thomas for Woman Athlete of the Year. I guess if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound here. Donald Trump keeps going to places. Oh, Ivana. Is it Ivana?
Ivanka.
Ivanka, his wife, found dead in her house.
Yeah.
And it appears.
Or maybe it's Ivana. It's Ivana, yeah.
It appears that she...
Cardiac arrest.
Well, no. That she might have fallen down the stairs.
Right.
And blunt trauma.
Oh.
To her body is what caused the death.
Okay.
So, and she's not old. She
was 72.
Well, that's not old.
No, not at all.
And so it appears that maybe she fell down the stairs
It's tragic, no matter how, you know, suddenly.
The good news is that they're getting their arms around the Peter fire. The Peter fire, you know, south of 273, I'm sorry, west of 273, which caused the tortoise sanctuary to burn. 12 houses burned. This one family they said it was an explosion, and it looked like it, who knows what it was, but the explosion caused the fire at this one house, and it just spread like crazy. But this one family, it was a woman, and she just grabbed her kid and the pets, and they had to run. It was that fast. And what they were really concerned about with all the stuff in their house was that his father's ashes were in the house.
Yes.
And the house burnt. Good news. They went back, and they found the urn.
Yeah.
And everything was intact there. I mean, you have tragedy, but then the one thing, I mean, try to, can you imagine if it'd been knocked off or something like that? Now the ashes are there with the ashes of everything else.
So we're looking at the fact that we are in fire season. We saw what happened at Anderson and how quickly it happened. I think that there were 20 some structures that were taken by the fire, over 20 something. And that, boom, just quickly, okay, within a day or two, you know, driving down in Anderson 1 minute and that afternoon, that's how fast it happens. So we think about, like, are you prepared? We ask that again. I mean, I'm asking you to ask yourself, are you prepared with your documents and those cherished things in a location where you can get to it quickly? To be able to evacuate. It was so important about us going out and feeling that sense. I mean, it was a lot of stress, but there still is the sense of, we have our own trailer. We we hope that if there was a fire that we could get through to be able to get be responsible for our animal and be able to put that animal in the trailer and evacuate. So that is the big deal about doing the dry run, trying to figure out where do you go, what are you going to do, what are you going to take, do you have food and water and medications and all that stuff ready.
Well, the one thing is, if you see me riding down the streets of Redding or Palisadro, and you have a place for a horse, direct me into it, okay? Because if I'm riding the horse, it means something else has happened.
Right.
Hey, by the way, this horrible thing happened in Indianapolis. They had a shooting at the mall.
Mm.
At least four people, including the shooter, are dead. Others are injured. This guy came in with a rifle and magazines. However, the Greenwood chief, James Eisen, said a good Samaritan with a handgun at the scene killed the shooter, keeping him from even doing even more damage. That's all the information we have for that. But here's, they say, oh, that never happens. The fact is, there was a good guy with a gun, and he took out the bad guy. Hooray for him. We'll be right back with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
They're starting to appear in the wall of Democrat support for President Biden in the Senate.
With the president's approval ratings hovering in the low 30s, support among Democrats is waning. One Democrat senator who requested anonymity told The Hill support for the president is growing weaker in the Senate, citing a New York Times Siena College survey showing the vast majority, 94% of Democrats under the age of 30, are hoping the party selects another candidate in 2024. One progressive group, Roots Action, is gathering signatures in a campaign to try and prevent the president from running. Wagner reporting.
While hundreds of law enforcement personnel rushed to the scene of the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a newly released legislative report says that once they got there, they waited more than 1 hour to confront the gunman who had killed 21 people, 19 children among them. Police in Greenwood, Indiana, call him a hero, the legally armed citizen who fatally shot a gunman who had opened fire inside a shopping mall in the Indianapolis suburb, killing three people. The hero bystander, legally armed with a pistol.
I can tell you that he's a 22-year-old male from Bartholomew County.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen telling WRTV the gunman, who was armed with a rifle, was fatally shot. A Florida jury is starting to consider the punishment for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman behind the 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He could get life in prison, or he could be sentenced to death. The contempt of Congress trial of former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon gets underway today. He rebuffed a subpoena from the Democrat-dominated January 6th committee in the House. Watching Wall Street, stocks sharply higher so far this morning. Right now, the Dow's up 179 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 125, and the S&P is up 28 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Water bombing planes and hundreds more firefighters struggling to stop spreading wildfires in France, the flames being fed by gusty winds in the midst of a searing European heat wave.
More than 16,000 residents and holidaymakers have now had to be evacuated in this part of southwestern France. Last night, local authorities said the situation was deteriorating. The blaze had reached the shore along the famous stretch of coastline that includes Europe's highest sand dune, the Dune du Pilat. Winds and heat have also helped worsen another fire inland. France is braced for more intense heat, as forecasts suggest today will be the peak along the west coast, with temperatures set to edge above 40 degrees Celsius.
The BBC's Jessica Parker. As Russian troops press their offensive in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky has fired his state security chief and prosecutor general. News and analysis at townhall.com. In sports, a Sunday stunner at St. Andrews, producing a first-time British Open winner.
28-year-old Australian Cameron Smith has ridden a wave of back nine birdies to surge to his first major title, closing out a one-shot victory at the British Open. Smith equaled the major record of 20 under after a closing 64 that included five birdies in a row from the 10th and a winning birdie on the last. He finished one clear of Cameron Young, who eagled the 18th to edge out Rory McIlroy for second place. McIlroy, who led with six holes to play, finished in a disappointing third place at 18 under after struggling with his putter all day. It was Smith's third win for the season. I'm Graham Agars.
The Seattle Mariners won their 14th straight game when rookie All-Star Julio Rodriguez hit a two-run double and Ty France homered after joining him on the AL team, beating the Texas Rangers 6-2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Today, the 18th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Pat's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, you guys, good morning.
And Nathan's with him in there learning how to be the, Nathan's at the helm.
Just throw him right in there, Pat.
Just throw him right in there. Nathan's got some experience in this. Our newest producer, maybe. Good morning, Linda.
If you so choose the task.
If you choose to accept
destroy
this mission.
Destroy this tape.
If you screw up, we will disavow any knowledge of you.
All right. Hot days ahead of us here, folks. Good morning, everybody. 8:06 in the morning. And we're going to give you a little forecast, here today. Our temperature surged to 105. Clear skies tonight with overnight lows of around 72. Tuesday calls for hot skies and hot days again, 104, with Tuesday night around 71. Wednesday hot, 104. Thursday 103. Friday 101. Saturday 101. And Sunday 101. There you go. Hot, clear skies.
And it's getting cooler.
Yeah. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Thank you so much for supporting us, Shasta Gas Propane. Located in Anderson, it's the Kenny family. They have been our sponsors for the weather for quite some time. Give them a call at 365-3793.
It's not that it's just hot. But here's the thing is, it's 106, and then tonight it's going to be 70. Tomorrow, 106 and the low of 70. And then Wednesday, I mean, it's just almost all the way across. So it's dropping like 35 degrees. But when it starts, your house doesn't drop right away. And your fans up in your attic are running full blast. The thing about it is when it starts going from 108 to 110 to 80, a low of 80 at night, there's where, because you don't have that recovery time, which changes things.
I'm actually tired of hot.
Yeah, well, we just know that it socks in, and you say, a lot of people aren't around in July. Well, let's...
Just let me say this before we get started with Susan. Has anybody else heard that the Peter Fire might have been caused by a crime out there? Not necessarily arson. Because I just got somebody in the chat room just said fire was started by an illegal act out there. I don't know. I thought it could have been like a propane tank or something, but it could be something else. Anyway, Susan Clark Wilson is with us. Susan Clark Wilson is with us from – no, Susan Wilson is with us from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
All right. So we always I always find it interesting because we come in and we talk about topics, or you come in and we like to discuss with you topics, and you bring us in things that you – usually bring in a guest. Today, there are a couple things I want to talk to you about. One of them, I know that we have a subject here, but I want to discuss something with you about
sure.
how people try to rewrite history. And one of the things that's very topical right now in the headlines is in the Philippines, because we know that the Ferdinand Marcos's son has just become president. And he is trying to erase the history of his mother and father, mm-hmm. and the 21 years of that regime, and some of the horrible things that happened under their administration. And so that's the headline. It says Filipinos are buying books to preserve the truth about the Marcos regime.
Yep.
Do you know? Were you ever? I know you did. You're a world traveler. Were you mm-hmm. ever?
I've been to the Philippines.
Yeah.
I never lived there. But we lived in Southeast Asia. We lived actually in Sri Lanka, which is, of course, another place that's under, you know, great change and mm-hmm. civil war mm-hmm. and so on.
Mm-hmm. And not only just in certain places like the, you know, in the Philippines, but other, we see that in other nations as well, as far as trying to rid the history of what happened in different countries as well as America.
We're doing it ourselves. We're getting rid of the Civil War. We're taking down statues. You
yeah.
know, I wouldn't say maybe that we're rewriting books, but we certainly have changed
yeah.
the way that we look at that, you know, when it is part of our history. And
whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
And how do you not repeat something
if you're not conscious
yeah,
of it.
It's like taking, you know, like doing away with the concentration camps over in Germany. Let's just, you know, everybody know, you know, let's just get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, when you start.
But in Germany, they saved those concentration
that's right.
camps.
But it's the same kind of thing as to eliminate that as part, you know, because it was a horrible thing and all that, and the German people not, you know, not proud of it. So mm-hmm. let's just get rid of that. And it's like people, you know, saying that, you know, ignoring the fact that concentration camps were going in there.
Mm-hmm.
The way that, you know, the Jim Crow laws and all this, you know, if anything, it should be magnified.
Mm-hmm.
So people see what happened and say, you know,
and
we
have
don't
the
want
accurate,
that to happen.
And
yeah,
have the accurate,
accurate
history.
Yeah.
It has to be the accurate history, you know, and we
watched a wonderful documentary yesterday. It's called Rumble. And it's about the Indians who rocked the world, wonderful musicians. And what made me realize is that in some of these areas, the Indians, what we tried to do is completely take away, you know, with the ghost dancing and all that, take away any of...
The schools, the Indian
yes,
schools,
yes,
taking, you know,
yes,
cutting their hair.
Meaning
not, yeah.
the European whites, the whites that were here at that time. And they were saying in this documentary that the Indians pretended, and a lot of the times, well, they were of dark skin. The blacks, it was better to be treated as a black slave than it was to be an Indian.
An American Indian.
The Indians
Native,
are really
Native American,
eliminated.
Yeah.
You, and they were talking about, you know, because there's a lot of Choctaw and Cherokee in these mixed cultures. And they talk about the gumboism of really, literally, in New Orleans and that area.
Like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is like 25% or, yeah, at least 25%, maybe 50% Cherokee Indian. His grandmother was a full-blooded Indian, Cherokee. And people don't realize that because they wouldn't say anything about it.
But right, and some people have lost it because
right.
their grandparents didn't say anything, so
right.
their parents didn't know, so they don't know.
Right, so it's a
you
fascinating
know.
Documentary on some of the
on
musicians
music
and how yeah. that there were sounds that there were from different tribal cultures, and from Toronto to Coeur d'Alene, and the sound of the drums and the tonal aspect of things and how it equated into the music. And so the thing is that when the cultures would do that. They were back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, whatever that was. They were silenced. And we talk about erasing history. That's something that they're starting to come back with, hopefully with the resurgence. If you have your grandparents or your great grandparents still alive to be able to tell you about those traditions and stories. But anyway, if you haven't seen it, it's fascinating. We talk about erasing history and what we can do to preserve it.
Right.
Uncomfortable or not.
We've done a little of that right here in Shasta County with our Native American population, you know, and there's some really good stuff coming out right now, really good documents and film and so on that makes an accurate picture of what happened to the indigenous people here during the late 1800s. They were wiped out, basically.
Yeah. Well, and there was something from the governor like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Mormons, there was an edict issued by this governor in back east or in the Midwest that said to eradicate the Mormons. Mm-hmm. And then they had, several massacres of the Mormon population. Now, when you look at it, they were treating the Mormons just as they were the Native Americans at the time. So it's interesting to see how things, but it's hard for us. It's very difficult to go back and put yourself in that day. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. So the only thing you can do is preserve history, learn about it, see how, see the things that were done that were wrong, and make sure we don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Dobbs versus Jackson, the Supreme Court decision. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you've got a chip in your windshield and you think, it's just a small chip, you may be wrong. It could go all the way through. If it does, it's getting ready to crack. And once it cracks, you've lost that windshield. It could be dangerous. But Jeff Wirst is going to take a look at that at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's going to fix that chip, or he can fix cracks up to 24 inches in length. He is a true master at this. And for a free inspection and analysis, take your car or truck down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Think of the RVs with those big windshields, and they're driving down the road, and you get that chip. Maybe it's better to go in and see Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair and get that thing fixed. Veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I remember knowing with a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It's a beautiful day.
If I choose to do it, then I would.
Would you be mine?
Yeah, you know, and I totally understand that. It's a neighborly day, and if you
what? Are we on back again? Oh, okay. Hey, welcome back. Okay, we need to play the music until I start talking. And don't turn the microphones on early, because you'll hear things in here that we don't want over the air. Like me describing things. Okay? There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, it is a community bank. It's locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. It has all that. And they've been here for 15 years proving that their whole spot in life is to move local dreams forward, and they do that. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one in Anderson on Ventura Street. To learn more about Cornerstone Community Bank, go to bankcornerstone.com. Okay, we're here with Susan Wilson, and we're getting ready to kick off Dobbs versus Jackson decision.
Right.
That was leaked. First of all, it was leaked.
It was leaked.
I hope they find the person who did this. This is the first time in Supreme Court history that somebody leaked this. And there's only like 40 people that could have done this. I hope they find this person.
And they still haven't found this person after a couple of months.
Well, I think that they probably pretty much identified who it is. But this person who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars going to law school obviously did well enough to become a clerk for one of the Supreme Court justices, just terminated their career when they find them. I think they should, because this is a felony. I mean, this could be a felony.
Maybe it was a justice.
Maybe it was a justice. Well, then
maybe it was a justice. Well, maybe it was the wife or the spouse of a justice.
Well, then maybe the justice needs to be terminated.
We simply don't know.
I mean, terminated, being fired. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those leftists.
Not put them up against the wall.
No, like many on the left side, you know, believe that a Supreme Court justice should not be able even to have dinner without being harassed because of the decision they made.
I totally agree.
So wrong.
I agree. You know.
Yeah. Where have we gone? And it happens right here.
Here in town.
We have elected officials we know that have don't feel like they can even go out in Redding.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go elsewhere because they're followed, they're tagged, they're harassed. I that makes my heart feel heavy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the level of bias and anger in our society today is at an all-time high. I mean, that's why I come sit on your show and talk about it.
Yeah.
Is that really
we need to start thinking about who lives here and how to treat people. We need to go back to basics. I think.
No, I agree. Totally.
There's a golden rule, and that is
do unto others.
Yeah, treat people how you want to be treated. Now we have yesterday while Carl and I were out, we had a call from somebody saying that they were being harassed by a listener. And
in our chat room.
In our chat, and unreasonable, has called this person at home, has called this person, you know, in places that are, you know, like where you're, what do you want to say, where you feel like you just are walking down the street and somebody is bugging you, from some opinion you may have on a show. And that's kind of, that just makes me feel violated.
Right, but you know, kids are learning this very young. So I do a parent group regularly.
Do you?
With parents of kids who have made bad decisions. How's that?
All right.
And, you know, at our last discussion, one of the things that came up was just this ability to communicate at 24 hours a day to anyone you know about what's going on, you know, and the problems that their kids face, you know, the bullying, the anger that's expressed on cell phones through all the different
with
things.
No
I can't even label them anymore.
No
TikTok
on.
And Instagram and Facebook. Kids don't even use Facebook. You know.
Oh, I disagree. I see some very childish comments.
Do you? Yeah. Maybe they come from adults.
Yeah,
well, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. And we don't really know. We know we have our kids, but I can say that in their you know, when's just our teenage grandson, and our daughter is very, 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 very
involved. I don't
involved,
think he's on Facebook.
Very involved in his life and keeps them in sports and is there every checking their grades. Really involved in their life. So doesn't mean that they probably don't have times that they screw up.
Right.
But because it's good to stumble and fall and learn from it.
So kids need to stumble and fall.
Yes.
You know, kids actually need a little trauma in their life, and we those of us who are so interested in trauma, we have the scale, you know, from positive trauma to absolutely toxic trauma. And kids need that positive trauma. You know, they need to get on the jungle gym and fall down and scrape their knee.
They need to fail
so
now
that
then.
Next time they learn something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll use Carl as an example in a way, because we don't want to send people off to war who have never had trauma. They won't be able to function off in war without trauma.
We will provide a lot of trauma to teach them. But you'd be surprised how many young men and women come into the Marine Corps have never been in a fist fight.
Yeah.
Never been in a fist fight. They may have, and some of them haven't played like contact sports.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you train them to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You train them to get hit. I mean, seriously, you train them, you know, with pugil sticks that you're going to get smacked in the head, but it doesn't mean you're going to have to fall on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It means you fight back. But you're right, because we're such a protective society that we've got to make sure, you know, nobody's offended. Well, guess what? War offends.
Right. And people offend, you know. I was in, I won't say which store, but I was buying groceries yesterday, and the poor clerk, She really had lost it, you know, and I watched her losing it about three people down. You know, there was one clerk, 27 people in her line, and she just was angry, and she was snapping at people and whatever. And, you know, and I thought, we as the customers should be able to actually bring her down instead of going, well, if that's the way you feel, I'll never shop here again.
Yes.
You know, it's this instant response that we've gotten used to giving.
Right.
You know, just like we do on a cell phone.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, you think that? You know, so we really have to take a step back, and that's actually what we were talking about with the parents. You know, is how do you take that step back? You know, where do you go? You can't fix it overnight. You know, one of the things that I say to the parents is, your children are modeling after you.
Mm-hmm.
You are their first best example.
Yeah.
You need to look at, what do I do? And how do I manage those things? You know, if your dad screams at the lady and the checkout clerk, then you're going to grow up thinking, ah, that's how you handle these situations.
Or toxic road behavior, yeah, or flipping somebody off, or
exactly,
screaming around,
exactly,
them. Or, you know, like the reality is that you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this to people that I drive with that get like, well, you missed the red light. Yeah. I'm like, you have a choice.
Wait a minute. I don't say that every time.
I'm not saying you. I mean, I drive with other people, but you have a choice. So, are you counting the red, mm-hmm, lights? Or are you just along with each other kind of going like, oh, so it's a yellow light, so it's a red light? It's about the joy of the and the blessing to be able to actually drive somewhere and be free to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
mm-hmm,
that's the mindset.
So I had an experience like that yesterday. So I was driving up to Whitmore, and there was this car in front of me that was not going very fast, you know. And that road, that's not a good passing road, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, yeah, you're kind of in a hurry. But you know what? That guy's, whatever he's doing, he's looking out, he's driving slow, whatever. Turns out, so I get to where I'm going, and pretty soon that car pulls in behind me. They go past the place where I'm going. They pull in behind me. And it's one of our local well-known people, and he said, were you the white car that was right behind me? And I said, yes. And he goes, I have to tell you, you made my drive so much better by not trying to pass me, by not tailgating me. You just went, when I would slow down and you would sort of catch up, you would just drop back. He said, that was one, you made my day. And I thought,
what
made his day by not tailgating?
Did you
but
ask him why were you going so slow?
He was lost.
Oh.
He was lost. So we sat, yes, and we talked for probably an hour, he and his wife and I, and we bonded over making lavender wands.
Oh, wow.
At the lavender farm.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, I like to think about those stories,
yes,
because,
yes,
that really,
it's a reminder.
It's a mindset. It's,
yeah,
a mindset, you,
yeah,
know. And so maybe I got there 3 minutes later,
yeah,
than,
yeah,
I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
you
about
know,
the difference, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break, and then maybe when we come back, we can talk about Dobbs versus Jackson. If Linda doesn't
thing?
Start with something else, like the Bill Burr comedy special we saw about anger.
Oh, that was good.
And when he said, why do I have a toaster that I have to download an app to use? And he starts screaming, and he's using the F-bomb and all that, and his four-year-old comes in, and she goes, Daddy, you're using those words. And he's, oh, honey, I'm sorry. She says, It'll be okay. And he says, I don't even think she even understands what that means.
No.
But here I am.
No.
He says, so then I downloaded the app to be able to use the toaster. Anyway. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley does not get upset. Okay. Like that. Reading's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right. Doug Tooley, it's a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. No, call our local guy, Doug Tooley, at 530-241-3474 to talk about Dish. We've had Dish since we've moved in. No, I think we switched over to Dish. We haven't had any problems. And Doug is the one that adjusted the satellite on top of our building to get to the new satellites, because they migrated the satellites that send us the signals every day for all the shows to another spot, and people wanted $1,000 to adjust it, and he comes out and he moves it like 3 inches, gets all the satellites his first time, and he charged me $30, maybe 40, you know, and didn't even want to do that. He says, well, it didn't take that long. This is the kind of guy Doug Tooley is, B&T Satellite. We'll be right back. Maybe we can talk about
what does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
All right.
You didn't hear that last part.
I'm never sure with
new producers when they're going to turn it on. And so when I come back and I start to talk and I'm on, then I kind of wonder, were we on for longer than that? You didn't get.
You did say some words in between. You went into a Bill Burr moment.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. So, you know, you could fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. So with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle if it's not burning down. To Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. If you haven't taken an Alaskan cruise. You know, you might want to think about that. That is a great cruise. Mm-hmm. But you can now book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we're going to eventually get to the Dobbs versus Jackson. She and Linda are having a great time discussing this. discussing how people should treat each other and all that. Okay, this is a landmark decision.
It is a landmark decision.
By the U.S. Supreme Court, which the court held that the Constitution of the United States does not confer a right to abortion and overruled both Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. The decision returns the power to define abortion rights or restrictions to the states.
Yes.
Yes.
So we know that we have red states and we have blue states, and we know that a lot of the states that are more conservative have now laws that change a woman's ability to have an abortion. I can't say that. I mean, I would say I am pro-abortion. I'm pro-abortion for a variety of reasons.
I'm glad you said it like that. I'm sorry to interrupt it, but oh, pro-choice? No, you're pro-abortion.
I am pro-abortion because sometimes abortion is absolutely a necessary thing. I mean, and I can come up with a whole bunch of them.
Sure.
One is ectopic pregnancies. You know, if you have a pregnancy that's bad.
What's an ectopic? Isn't that?
That's when your egg gets fertilized in the fallopian tube and evolves into an embryo.
Right.
I won't call it a baby because when it's only a few cells, it is an embryo. You know, I think the difficulty here comes with, when does life really start? You know, and to be honest, that's a personal thing for people. You know, however, there's a case in the newspaper right now about a young girl, 10 years old.
Yeah.
10 years old who was raped and got pregnant.
Yes.
Right? And had to go to Indiana. Well, I don't care even who did it, you know.
The fact it's
And then she goes to Indiana, where abortion is a possibility.
Yeah.
Has a female doctor who we presume takes really good care of this young woman, mm-hmm. who's now being attacked by the home state of the child. This is carrying something. This is just ridiculous. You know, we have to be able to recognize that women are women. We come with different body parts than men. And we have different responsibilities and different ways of dealing with those things. And I think that we have to recognize, even to move from my pro-abortion stand to a pro-choice stand, we have to be able to recognize that not all women should have babies when they happen to get pregnant. You know, I've worked in the system that raises children for 50-some years. And we bring kids into the world whose parents don't want them. And when parents don't want a child, what kind of life is that, you know?
Well, how about parents who are drug addicts and or alcoholics or things like this?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be, you know, if they keep having children, and they do, shouldn't there? Shouldn't
some of them do.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't they be? Shouldn't there be a law that says they should be to have that ability be taken away?
Well,
in other words,
you know,
have
their
tubes tied. Or how about this? How about a vasectomy for the guys that are doing it?
I mean, I won't go there because I don't know what all the ramifications of it are. But I do say that there are people that should not have babies, and that when we bring those babies to Earth, there was a great cartoon in, I think it was the New York Times, you know, that showed, focused on abortion, and then there were 20,000 babies there, and they go, how do we feed the babies? Who's going to take care of the babies, you know, if we cancel abortion? So, I mean, my basic, I think if I go to my basics, and I think Linda probably agrees with me on this, is it's a woman's choice. You know, it's our body. You know, we also choose to have sex. And if we choose to have sex and we don't want a baby, we should have some kind of method of dealing with that.
There is. It's called, I think, the morning after pill.
Wait a minute.
Let me finish because the other side of this is, what rights does a child have? Does that fetus that's turning into a baby, you know, when you say it's a group, you know, it's just a bunch of cells, and you could say that, except if those, as the cells mature, they turn into a person.
Absolutely.
And at what point then? do they have a right?
And there are disagreements about that, but generally it's looked at as 24 weeks. 24 weeks before a group of cells becomes viable.
But here's the thing is, if you didn't touch them, that becomes a person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So at what point does this child, okay, you're saying, okay, so if it's after 24 weeks, then it's then it should be against the law to have an abortion?
No, I'm saying that 24 weeks is generally focused on as a viable birth.
But Democrats in a lot of these liberal, and it could be Republicans too, but in a lot of places are saying up to in time that child is born, they can be aborted.
I think I wouldn't go there.
I don't think that's murder.
Most people don't go there. You know,
you can't. You may not go there, but that is where where you're saying, well, the radical right or the really strong conservatives are saying you can't have an abortion. There are just as many on the other side that says any time. They didn't say 24 weeks.
Oh yes, they have. I mean, their laws, those legislatures have very, very closely defined life.
Many people who say,
so I disagree with you on that.
Well, I disagree with you in saying is that there's many that don't say that, because many do say it's the woman's body, and if she decides to terminate it in the eighth month, then that's fine.
No, I didn't say that.
I didn't say you said.
Yeah.
I said you're saying. There's many on the left that says no.
I would say only that there are some. I mean, I think most of these clinics would never do something like that. They wouldn't. You know, clinics operate according to a law, and it's the law of the state. And
that's
if the
right.
law of the state says 24 weeks, then those clinics are not going
right.
to do that.
And if the law of the state says none...
Well, you know, every state has laws. I was hoping I would look up at California's laws for you, you know, before.
I live in California. I understand what the laws here are.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean that the way it sounded, but I understand what they're saying. They're making this a sanctuary state. Anybody can come in, and do taxpayer dollars pay for these abortions?
I think that's yet to be written out. You know, however, most women pay for their own abortions in the world.
Okay.
And in the United States, more people are pro-choice, pro-abortion and pro-choice, probably a little different. But most people in the United States, more than half, are pro-choice.
Okay, we got to take a break here, and phones are starting to ring.
I bet they are.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. This is where I get my haircut. I love it there. They work by appointments. If you give them a call at 530-244-9478, make an appointment, walk in there, sit down, get your haircut, have a great time. They don't talk politics. They don't talk abortion. They don't talk anything like that. They just talk sports and, hey, what you been doing, and roller hockey and all that. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Only the good die.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
is in full swing at Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down and play our Toys of Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Bonus entries into the final draw. June 30th and July 28th, where two winners will each win a summer toy. From Sea-Doos to Can-Ams and motorcycles. Summers are heating up at Wind River Resort and Casino. All the details at windriver.com. Find your moment at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is Monday, the 18th of July. It's 8:51 in the morning. It's going to be 106 today, 106 tomorrow, 106 the next day.
Just plain hot.
It's going to
be a good description.
What's it going to be? It's going to be hot. It's going to be damn hot. Okay. We're here, Linda and I are here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we're having a well thought out,
a heated conversation.
Yeah, it's not heated. It's not heated because you haven't reached across here and thrown your Coke on me.
It's empty, unluckily.
We're talking about the Dobbs versus Jackson, the Women's Health Organization, that decision that the Supreme Court did not outlaw abortion.
Right.
People need to understand that they did not outlaw abortion. They just said in those laws it is not a constitutional right and gave it back to the states. So people, if you don't like what your state is saying, frankly, you change the legislature. That's the way you do it.
I do agree with that. You know, I think the hard part for many people to face, and they say 55 to 60% of the people objected to the change, the decision that changes Roe v. Wade. Whether it belongs in the Constitution or not, it's not written in the Constitution.
No, it's not.
There are parts of the Constitution that have been interpreted to allow for this, when Roe v. Wade, for example, and passed. So, you know, it's the pendulum swings, and our pendulum is swinging wildly right now. You know, there's pendulum to the left, pendulum to the right. You know, there's a resurgence perhaps in Christian faith. That affects this kind of decision making too. So I think one of the things that I want to, the thing I really want people to leave this with is women should have choices about what happens to their body. They should have access to reproductive health care under every single solitary health insurance method, whether it's the state one or the, like Medi-Cal in California, or whether it's Blue Shield. You know, women have a right to take care of their bodies. And because your mind is part of your body. And if you don't want children, you know, you need assistance from whoever it is that you can get assistance from not to have those children. Abortion is not the best solution to not having a child. It's the last solution to not having a child, in my opinion. Linda, your thoughts?
I think that it's every woman's choice of what she needs to do with her body. And I think the government needs to keep their heads out of our wombs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just think. And so I know that I have conservative Republican friends that are listening and thinking, what? And I just always felt I believe that I'm in control of my thoughts, my mind, my body. And I want it to be the healthiest it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are certain people that have not had children because they don't want to pass a genetic, it's something genetically uh-huh. to a child.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so there we can go on and on and on, and it is a very complicated issue. For some people, it's a very moral issue. But I think that that is between you and your God, and that the government needs to keep
doctor
and your government needs to keep their head out and their opinion and their laws out of a woman's body.
Right. You know, I was in the population that really pushed for Roe v. Wade. You know, that's how old I am. And it was really an important thing to me. You know, I saw my friends having abortions because at that time, actually, it was hard to get birth control mm-hmm. pills. It was hard to do some of those things. You know, I was in college at UCLA, I remember, and the woman that I shared a room with actually died after having an abortion, an illegal abortion. I don't know if she did it herself because she died. I don't ever know exactly what happened. I know my sister, my dad flew my sister to Germany to get an abortion. Flew her to Germany to get an abortion. She was 12 years old.
Mm.
12 years old. You know, so one of the things that frightens me about what has happened is I don't want to go back to the dark ages. I don't want to go back to the dark ages where women don't have that choice to choose, that don't have the choice to take care of their bodies, that don't have that ability to do it. And it shouldn't matter about money. You know, it really shouldn't matter about money. I was really impressed. I was up in Oregon the other day, and I was at Planned Parenthood in Oregon, in one of the cities in Oregon. And they have a new job called a navigator, and they're going to do outreach to Idaho and have women come across the border to Oregon for services. And I'm not going to call it abortion. I'm going to call it services.
Well, that's what it is, though. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is.
I'm going to call it services.
Well, you can, but that's. But then we're just. You're just fooling ourselves.
No, we're not. Because there are women that come into a clinic where abortions might be done. There are so few medical abortions done these days. Very, 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 very few. You know, the pill the day after is one. And, of course, there's a pill that induces an abortion. But a medical abortion is unusual these days. And I think that we need to recognize, you know, I've been part of the Women's Health Specialist group here locally for 20-some years, since they were firebombed. I've been a supporter of theirs. Because they don't provide just abortion services or just the pill the day after. They provide reproductive health care of all kinds.
Right.
There are women that go in there thinking, I don't think I want to have this baby.
And do.
That get help.
Yeah.
That get help from those folks, those exact same folks, to go out and have a baby.
Yeah.
And get support.
Yeah.
And get referred to resources.
Right.
You know, so I think that we need to look at the whole picture and not not narrow it into this little funnel of possibility. Really.
Okay. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and I'm giving her the last word, which is, you've got like 20 seconds.
I think that we need to give every child that comes onto the earth a good chance. And so support those women who don't manage to manage their own lives, and let's learn to support their children and that woman as she moves forward in life.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tomorrow.
Thank you, Susan.
As of right now, I do not have a guest lined up. As of right now. But I am going to go out and find some people. Hopefully I can get the Tortoise people.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe I'll get a pro-life person to come in and speak. Get the other side of this. Why, you know, why that is.
We want to hear more water issues, too.
And
more in the water.
There's, there's all types of things that I've got all day today to find to have on for tomorrow. And if not,